In our earlier discussion about loving God and loving people, we talked about two different kinds of love. When God commands us to love Him and others, He means a love with commitment. It is a deliberate love regardless of the circumstances. The other love is the ordinary or common love, or the mere human love. When the Lord Jesus asked Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this?" He meant the love with commitment, or a deliberate love, or agapao in the Greek. When Peter replied, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you," he did not mean the deliberate love or the love with commitment. He meant the ordinary human love, or phileo in the Greek. We do not need to know Greek or Hebrew language to understand love. We do not need theological definitions to understand love. If you want to understand love, all you need to do is to read the Bible. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 6. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. This is not the common love or phileo. This is agapao, or love with commitment. This is a deliberate love regardless of the circumstances. There are 15 different attributes of love listed here. Let us try to understand them. Love is patient. This is the first sign of love listed here. Love forbears. It bears for a long time. It is willing to wait longer. If you love God and love people with commitment, you will display patience all the time. You are ready to bear and wait. Let us say there are few people in the church or outside the church who offend you. Being a believer, you must already be praying for these people to change. What if you do not see any change in them even after 6 months or a year? If you quit praying for them and begin to treat them the way they treat you, would you be able to say that you love them? When you love people, you will not give up on them easily. You are willing to wait. Similarly, most of us have relatives or siblings who are not followers of Jesus the Lord. Do we still pray for them? If we have stopped praying for them, it is fair to say that we have drawn a conclusion that they are not going to believe. We have written them off. We love them only with the mere human love. There is no commitment involved in our love. We do not love them the way God wants us to. If I am not patient with other believers and non-believers, I cannot say I love them with commitment. Am I patient with God? If I am not patient, if I cannot wait for God to do His part in a situation, and if I take things into my own hands because God has not intervened as quickly as I expected, then I do not love God in that particular matter or situation. My love for God lacks the commitment that is needed. Every trial in our life can be seen as an opportunity to love God and people. In James chapter 1 verse 3, we are told that every trial tests our faith. When our faith is tested, our patience or endurance has a chance to grow. I believe every trial or test is like a mirror. It lets you know how much you love God and people. I believe God does not just asks us to love Him, He provides us the opportunities to love Him and others. I do not mean to say God brings trials in our lives. What I really want to say is that He will let you pass through the trials or tests rather than stopping them. If you want to know how much you love God, please assess your own behavior during a trial. How patient have you been during your trials or tests? If you have been waiting and seeking God's will, if you have not been murmuring and complaining, but you were crying out to God for His wisdom, you can say, yes, I have been growing in patience. Then you can say, I love God. I love God with commitment, or I love God with agapeo love. This is just one aspect of love. I may love some people with phileo love, the mere human love. Remember, phileo is emotional love. I may have this kind of love towards some because of the emotional equations I have with them. But if I am not patient, if I cannot bear others, I need to honestly admit the truth that I do not love God or people the way God wants me to. Let us ponder over what we just discussed. When we see patience growing in our lives, we know we love God and love people with commitment. Let us seek God's help so that we will begin to love God and love others in a manner that God wants us to love. This help from God is called grace. Let us expect His grace. Let us seek His grace so that we can love Him and love others with commitment. God bless you.